One day Marilla said, I'll miss you when you go to Redmond College, Anne. What are the other Avonlea students going to do? Some of them are going to teach, and some are going to stay at Queen's. Gilbert's going to teach at Avonlea School, isn't he? Anne didn't reply. So Marilla went on. He's very tall and good-looking now, don't you think? Like his father, John, when he was younger. You know, John and I were very good friends years ago. Anne looked up, interested. What happened? Why didn't you... Well, we had a fight about something. He asked me to be friends again, but I couldn't forgive him. Later I was sorry, but he didn't speak to me again. Perhaps we... Oh, well, it was a long time ago. The next day, Marilla went to see the doctor. When she came back, she looked very tired and ill. What did the doctor say? Asked Anne worriedly. He says I mustn't read or write, and I must wear glasses. Then my head won't hurt. But if I'm not very careful, I'll be blind in 6 months. For a minute, Anne was silent. Then she said firmly, Then you must be careful, Marilla. Think how terrible it is to be blind. But how lucky you've got a free place at Redmond College. I can't give you any money, you see. All our money's gone, and I can't work now. I think I'll have to sell the farm and go and live with Rachel Lynde. And poor Marilla sobbed wildly. That night, Anne sat alone in her bedroom. She thought and thought for some time, and then she smiled. When she went to bed, she knew what she was going to do. The next day, she explained it all to Marilla. You can't sell Green Gables. It's our home. Just listen. I've planned everything. I'm not going to Redmond College. It's too far away. I'm going to teach in one of the village schools near here. Then I can live there during the week and come home at weekends to look after you. Diana's father will use our fields and pay us for them, and so we'll have some money. You see? Oh, Anne, I'll be all right if you're here, but you must go to Redmond if you want to study.